Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the host of the Love Is Podcast, Kim Sorrell. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
Excited about our guest, Neil. I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I love your show. Chicago Fire is so good. You are on fire in Chicago Fire. Hanukkah, you are so good. And I am so happy to welcome you to our show.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, Kim, I'll just jump in. Chicago Fire, if you're part of the Chicago brand, getting that audition and then getting on the show, it's got to feel unbelievable. It's such a huge family, as I remember talking about all the Chicago shows, doing NBC tours with them before, but it's a family, isn't it? The Chicago family.
100%. Everyone is very accepting and welcoming and generous the first day you step on set. And there is nothing like it. It is a very unique, warm atmosphere. And I truly wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
That is so wonderful to be in an atmosphere that you love being in, right? And to get a part on a show like that has got to be awfully exciting. What is your favorite part of doing it?
I have to say the people. It's a bit redundant, but I really have to say the people here are so special. Everyone is so humble and everyone is such a team player, and especially the longstanding characters that I've become close with, like David or Christian, Miranda, Eamon, all of them are just so welcoming, and it makes any day that might feel like work, it makes it feel fun.
So Hanukkah, let's go and talk about specifically your character and the premise of your, tell us about your character.
Sure. What do you want to know?
Just tell us, just go. Just how you prepared a little bit about your character.
Okay. Well, Violet came on in season 8. She was kind of supposed to be a feisty paramedic from another firehouse, and eventually kind of made her way to Firehouse 51, worked with Sylvie Brett. One of her most incredible experiences in her career was working with Sylvie Brett and becoming closer to characters like Gallo and Ritter, and then eventually had a very saucy romance with her paramedic chief. And unfortunately, he passes in season 11. It's very dramatic and changes the course of Violet's life forever, I think. And now we're kind of seeing her work through that grief, and now we're seeing her work into a place of leadership now that Brett has moved on to be in Oregon with her lover and husband, Casey. And so now we're kind of seeing how Violet's stepping into that responsibility and how it is and isn't working.
Yes, it's so interesting because poor Violet has been through the ringer on the show. And it's interesting to me because you have to be so on with everything that you're doing. You have, because you, to show grief isn't necessarily the easiest thing, to show all the emotions and then now to go into a leadership role. Was that always planned, do you know, for Violet, or is it because you've done such a great job developing the character?
Oh, thank you very much, Kim. I appreciate that compliment. I don't know. I actually don't know if that was always the game plan. I do think that when I first came onto the show, I was only supposed to be in 2 episodes. And then they kind of kept bringing me back because they were like, there's something kind of fun about this character. She shakes things up in the firehouse. And then kind of one thing led to another. And here I am in season 12.
Yeah. And then go figure. It's the work ethic, right? What you put into the character and the preparation. And I guess it's important to be a working actor that is able to get along with the rest of the cast. It's such an importance, especially when how difficult, you know, the shooting schedules are and everything going, what you've gone through in the last couple of years with the writer's strike and other types of things and COVID restrictions. And just, it's a lot more time on the set than it was before, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely, it's a very time consuming profession. Of course, I love every moment of it, but I also have to thank, you know, the other actors and the writers, like they all come into building each and every one of our characters. So it's definitely a team effort, and that's not lost on me. And it's kind of what makes the job really fun.
That's so cool. So how much of Violet is Hanukkah? How much of you?
I would say, I've said in the past, I find that Violet is if you catch Hanukkah on a really bad day. Like, I would never be as blunt or semi-impolite as he is sometimes. And I definitely would not be as cool under pressure as she is either. And I definitely could not be a real-life paramedic. There's no doubt about that. So there's definitely a lot of differences there. But I think at the core of it, we both share like a huge loyalty to the people that we love and of somewhat of like a protective energy around the people that we love too. And we're both very passionate about what we do. So we definitely have those things in common.
And have you played characters that you kind of cringe even more of some of the things you have to do as a character in your career as an actor?
My career is very limited. My career has been mainly working on Chicago Fire. I started on the show when I was 22. It was essentially right out of college. So I've definitely done things in college. I did a few gigs right out of college that I wish I hadn't done, but I did them.
Yeah, well, you caught quite a break, I would say then. Lots of people would love to be in your shoes. That is so young to get a part like this part and for the longevity of it. It's so cool. Are there other things that you're wanting to do in your career? I mean, I'm sure there are, but absolutely. Like, what would they be?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this place, it's such a unique blessing, as you said, and I adore this place and these people, but I guess in my, you know, life is long and I would definitely love to try something very different to Violet. I know it's something so wonderful to become so familiar with a character, but I am curious to try out different characters, try out different pieces that have a different kind of tone to them. You know, our show can feel very, you know, it's longstanding, so we're really good at doing what we do, but I would love to stray outside the boundaries of that at some point and do something maybe a little, I don't know, different and opposing in some other ways.
Is it hard because of how busy the schedule is with Chicago Fire to audition for other parts, for other gigs?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say when you're here, you're here.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Okay. Oh, but I guess it's good. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, I'm just curious, what about stage? You know, I would imagine you've been on stage. And so do you like stage acting or?
I do. I went to school for musical theater, which feels like a lifetime ago, but I went to school for musical theater. And yeah, I would never say no to the stage now if the right piece came along. And you know, we always have a hiatus, so we've definitely had some actors do a few stage contracts over our summer hiatus. But I have to say, I don't think it's very common that people work over the hiatus. One, because it's so hard to find things that fit in that pocket of time. But two, because everyone is just so exhausted after 9 months of working a 22 episode season. I think people are just so burnt that the best thing is to just sit by a pool or a beach for like a month and a half.
Wow. And kind of take us through, what is it like on a day on Chicago Fire set? How does it work? Like, a lot of people don't understand what an actor has to put in every day for work.
Sure. I mean, I will say every show is unique, and our show definitely has its own unique elements to it. For example, if we have an incident day, so we're shooting, you know, the exterior of a fire scene or an ambo scene or a truck squad, whatever incident, that means that crew calls are only 7 a.m. So as a woman, my pickup would probably be around 5:30 a.m., 5:15, maybe 4:45 if it's far away. Then you're in hair and makeup for about an hour and a half. Then you get to set, crew calls around 7 a.m. So everyone gathers there. And then you spend probably around 12 hours outside and no matter the weather, shooting the exteriors of the incident. But if you have a stage day, I mean, I could be in 1 to 5 scenes that day. So a really light day, like I'm in one scene, my pickup's at 9 a.m. and I'll be wrapped by 2 p.m. But it really, it depends day to day. But a brutal day would be an incident day when it's outside and it's negative 10.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That would be brutal for sure. And for that many hours too, that is a lot.
Yes. The days they can be brutal, but you know what? I can't complain because the firefighters have it so much worse. They're wearing like 20 pounds of bunker gear and then like a 20 pound tank and then like a 10 pound helmet. And they're like running on camera. And paramedics, you know, we stand cute by the ambulance and like pull out the stretcher and just look concerned for our loved ones.
Now let's talk about, you've gotten a lot of feedback from other paramedics about your role, right? I'm sure that through social media and other conversations of how big the brand is of Chicago Fire, how's the feedback been? You playing a paramedic?
Well, we actually have an onset paramedic, Michelle, who has just been such an OG. Like, she has seen every corner of Chicago in all of its flaws and imperfections and beauty. And so she has been super unbelievably indispensable for making things feel and look realistic. And she's definitely on me. Like if we do a take that doesn't look right, or I'm doing something incorrect, she's the first person to step in and correct me. I don't think I've had a lot of interactions with people on social media, but I've definitely done ride-alongs with Real Paramedics in Chicago as well, which has been really exciting and really interesting and very, very eye-opening. So I definitely have, I'm really grateful for those relationships to keep things looking realistic.
Yeah, well, I would think that, or I know that the show has been great for paramedics because paramedics are sort of the unsung hero, right? And so
absolutely,
what a great thing to bring to light how much work it is and what you need to know. I mean, the scope of information that you have to have and knowledge that you have to be a paramedic.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's incredibly humbling. And I came on in a more serious capacity during COVID. And I think having that understanding and that window into this, like the severity of the situation through a paramedic's life and eyes was hugely eye-opening and very, very humbling. And I'm so, so grateful that I get to play such an important kind of hero in our American system.
You know what? They should have a spinoff, Chicago paramedics. That's the need next, right? Make it four hours of Chicago, right?
Yeah, why not? Just tack another one on there.
Yeah, tack another one on or another spinoff in some sort of another day. You never know, because
I think that
the unsung heroes are first responders absolutely are not get the what they have to go through on a daily basis. Think about going home after a kind of day like it was a real day you went through, came home to, and how you have to be with mm-hmm. your family and everything and the PTSD and how many people are undiagnosed. Oh my gosh, how are they able to deal with trauma?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, that's definitely a discussion that we all have to have when we're meeting anyone who's actually worked as a first responder. And it's everyone has a story. Everyone has a story.
All right, Kim, you have a love question. Go ahead with your love question.
Yeah, so I will ask you my love question. I lived a year, I dedicated a year to figuring out the true meaning of love. It was this eat, pray, love kind of experience, mostly in Haiti. Mm-hmm. The things that I found out about love just kind of blew my mind. And you've already alluded to there's love obviously on the set because you guys get along so well, you must love each other. And I'm just curious for you personally, like where does love play a role in your life? How do you see love in your life?
In my personal life?
Yeah.
No, just love, this or love in any way, the word love and defining it. What do you see love?
Mm. Oh, I don't know if I could give you a definition right now that I'm proud of, but I would say that I think love is the driving force of humanity. It's the thing that connects us. It's the thing that separates us. It's the thing that motivates us. It's been written in stories since the beginning of time. It's one of the beautiful things about being human is that we are able to cultivate, experience, and practice love. And I think finding ways to wield that in a way that connects us is such a powerful thing. And I try and I strive to do that in my day-to-day life and all of my relationships.
Because love
is a fantastic answer, by the way.
She was great. She was amazing. And then when I talk about love and I think about love, it's the love and passion of you as an actor. You love acting. You could never, ever walk away from that. I could just see it just lights up your eyes being in this industry.
Well, I'm glad you see that. I do. I have a passion for it. It's a brutal industry, but yeah, when you hit the gold mine, it is really, really rewarding.
Well, you've hit the gold mine if you continue to stay on the show, right? And then I already put it out there that there should be a spinoff. There needs to be so much more content. Hey, you never know. I bring up something and maybe someone will jump on to it. Is there a place, are you on social media? People can check you out and stuff?
I am. I'm not the most active on it, but yes, my handle is just Hanukkah Greensmith, my name on Instagram.
All right. Awesome. And tune in to Chicago Fire on March 20th, tomorrow on NBC. Appreciate it. And always catch up on Peacock, right? That's the greatest thing. All
That's
your fans
right.
can catch up on Peacock. Love Peacock.
That's
Appreciate
right.
it. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, you guys. Lovely to chat.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye-bye. You're listening and watch this special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast, guys. Take care.